102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station. Here's what's coming up on today's Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show.
Well, you've got a chance to win tickets to the Tacoma Drum and Guitar Festival happening at the Tacoma Dome. It is Tuesday, which means we've got Sarah's Filthy Forecast and Danny Bonaducci, Life Coach.
KZOK FM HD1 Seattle, the home of classic rock from Lower Queen Anne for 10 years running. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, an iHeartRadio station. Available everywhere on our free iHeartRadio app. Number one for music, radio, and podcast all in one. 102.5 KZOK. Now, Sarah with the news.
News is brought to you by Red Wind Casino. Did you feel the earth move under your feet? Maybe you're back. Many in the North Sound did. Arlington, Oso, that area. Several people reported feeling the earth move. Earthquake hit around 1 a.m., 3.6. So not too scary, but I'd imagine if you're laying there in bed at 1 o'clock in the morning and your house starts shaking, that would probably be off-putting.
It could also be a truck driving by.
Yeah. I've said this before. Danny's been through many. I have never been through an earthquake. The one time Danny and I were in an earthquake together, we were in Philadelphia, small one, and we were outside sitting at a table having lunch, so we didn't feel the earth move. If you had been in a building, you felt the building move. But I have, sitting here in this studio, thought, that's an earthquake, and it was a big truck going by. Have not felt one, and I'll be honest, I'm okay not feeling it.
The 2001 earthquake was pretty large. Like, you could feel the waves on the ground.
I bet.
It was wicked.
Yeah, like, it sounds fascinating, but I'm still okay not experiencing it. Food and Drug Administration yesterday approved a new at-home test for respiratory viral infections, such as influenza and COVID, and this would be something you can use without a prescription. So say you are feeling ill, you're wondering, do I have the flu? Do I have COVID? What do I have? Well, now you will have an at-home test that will tell you what you got.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, this is pretty huge right now. Like, if you get flu, you just feel awful. Sometimes you want to know what's ailing you.
Yeah, I feel like I can recover better if I know, which
yeah.
I know it's all in my head.
Oh, yeah.
But
you sound crazy, but I totally get it, and I actually feel the same. Graduation season means young adults are now going to be seeking their first post-college jobs. If you're a recent graduate or you've got a kid maybe who's just graduating, Wallet Hub has taken a look at the best and worst cities to move to if you're looking to start your new career. Seattle on the list.
Really?
Seattle coming in at number 5, best places post-graduation to start your job. Austin, Texas, Atlanta, Orlando, Florida, and the best city, Salt Lake City.
Huh? Who wants to go to Salt Lake City?
Yeah, apparently young folk who want to start a career.
And have like 5 wives.
Detroit, Santa Clarita, California, New York, Shreveport, and North Las Vegas, the worst. So do not move to North Las Vegas, Shreveport, or New York if you're looking to jumpstart your career. It's time for today's Things Are Not Right in Florida story of the day.
Yay!
A man called 911, and he had a real emergency. He called 911 to say President Joe Biden needs to go to jail. He called the cops and said Biden needs to be behind bars, and El Chapo needs to be freed from prison.
What?
Well, he was told this is the emergency line. If you've got a real emergency, call back. So he did, because he really wants El Chapo to be freed and once again wanted Joe Biden behind bars. Well, guess who's behind bars today?
The guy who called.
Ding, ding, ding. Arrested for misuse of 911. Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Oh, Florida.
Remember to check out all of our past Oh, Florida stories at kzok.com/Florida. News this morning brought to you by Red Wind Casino. Lately, we've talked a lot about space travel and exploration, but there's a new story I didn't think I'd ever be reporting on. Where are we reaching now It's even beyond a trip to Mars. Nanny and I will give you the details next on 102.5 KZOK, the Classic Rock Station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the Classic Rock Station, 102.5 KZOK.
Well, the big story we're going to start with is a story I didn't think would ever happen because it sounds like it couldn't possibly happen.
Ooh, can't wait.
We have officially touched the sun.
Did you burn your fingers? What do you mean?
A NASA spacecraft has officially touched the sun, plunging through the unexplored solar atmosphere known as the corona.
Right.
This is the Parker Solar Probe that actually flew through the corona. And they say scientists, it took them a while to get the data because, you know, it's up there over by the sun. And they said this is a first. And they said this is a spacecraft, obviously very special, specially built because it's kind of hot. And they said the spacecraft dipped in and out of the corona at least three times. Its instruments safeguarded by a carbon composite heat shield. And they said the corona appears to be dustier than they expected.
Really?
And that they are going to be trying to, you know, go up again to help us understand a little bit about solar wind and the sun.
So when you say touch the sun, did it land or did it just fly by?
It flew through it.
Right. Okay.
And so
wait, through the sun?
It through the corona.
All right.
And they said, this is NASA. Humanity has now touched the sun.
It's crazy. I can't believe it just didn't melt the thing. I've always grown up to think that is the hottest thing. You could never do anything with it. And sure enough, we figured it out. I don't know why we figured it out. I mean, you're not going to do anything on the sun, are you?
Well, I mean, it doesn't stop you from being curious about it.
I'm curious about 1,000 things. I'm still not touching the sun. Maybe I could go at night.
When you think about all the sci-fi movies we've seen and the scariness of going to the like the future where the sun extinguishes,
right?
And then it's cold and everybody freezes.
Well, that's terrible. That the sun can't win.
Well, we can't lose the sun, so we certainly don't want anyone. I don't know if we should be sending stuff up there to mess with it.
I'm with you completely.
I'm reading this book called Seven Eves, and it's about the what happens when the moon blows up.
Right.
So a lot of people have, scientists, you know, have speculated what would happen if the moon exploded. And the planet is okay in that we don't necessarily need the moon.
Oh, I did not know that. I thought it would spark another ice age.
No, I think that's what a lot of people thought. And so what they said that wound up happening is that the moon explodes and then all of the pieces of the moon start to rain down onto planet Earth.
And everyone, Paul's house.
And yeah, Paul's house is gone for sure. And everyone has to go live in like mine caves and stuff because the bits of the moon are ruining the planet.
I am not reading this book. Keep me up at night.
Fascinating. And then the whole concept is what happens next because you have to rebuild humanity because you went to live in space.
Wow. What's the book called?
Seven Eves from Neal Stephenson, who actually is from this area.
Seven Eves?
Yeah, as in...
Cool. I'm going to check it out.
As in Eve?
Yeah. Like
the creator.
Eve as in Eves.
Yeah.
I got it.
So, hi, Neil. I like your book. I'm assuming he listens to the show.
Everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. The Classic Rock Station. 102.5 KZOK.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach.
Danny Bonaducci, life coach. He is here to help you out one question at a time. No matter what's going on in your life, if you want Danny's help, he is here for you. Just email lifecoach@kzok.com. Danny, we're going to put you on with Beth Ann from Milton.
Hey, Beth Ann, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Danny. Thanks for taking my call.
Happy to do it. What can I do for you?
Okay, well, my husband is a huge sports fan, and he always envisioned our son becoming a baseball player for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Little League is just something he expected our son to do.
Sure. You know, a lot of people really rely greatly on organized sports and not just to live vicariously through their own children, although that's usually at least 50% of it. But you get to see what your son's like under pressure. You get to see what people think of his and his character. So sports are not a bad thing. So what is the full-blown problem here?
Well, our son is 8 years old, and he just hates playing sports.
And that's not enough for your husband. You know, little Bobby, doesn't he just doesn't dislike them. He hates them. He doesn't want to do them. He would rather be with his friends, or he'd rather be in some kind of club or something like that. That's obviously not enough for your husband. So this call is way more about your husband than it is about your kid.
Yeah, absolutely. My son loves animals, dinosaurs, books, but my husband just doesn't seem to get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he turns a blind eye to the fact that he just hates playing baseball, hates doing sports.
But that's not what you want to do. You don't want to realize that he hates something. What you want to show your husband is that he loves something else. You give him a nice list of interests right there. Any one of them would do. There's also, acting clubs. There's taking dance classes. There's 1,000 things that your child could do to excel. Every other thing that I mentioned, like, for example, no matter what he looks like, no matter he talks like, you put him into some acting club, that could change your life. One phone call, one walking down the street, one audition, and it changes your life. We all know your kid's chances of being a professional baseball player are almost nil. You have to, and I'm assuming this is actually a right stat, the kid would have to get hit by lightning and then go up to see if he could play on the Mariners. So that's not going to happen. It's a hobby. It's a good hobby, but it's not your kid's hobby. It's your husband's hobby. So let's get your husband interested in something else and not tell, there's no reason to beat your husband's door down with, he hates it. You're picking the wrongest thing. You're out of your mind. Have them like something more. Don't, I hate you is not an answer when you're talking to a grown-up. But give your kids some other experience, and that's what I'm going for here. And like I said, I think I listed a couple of them. And there's 100 more. Take one from the list. But your husband's got to know this is not for him. Don't show your husband what he hates. Show your husband what he likes. And I think your husband will back that play. Hey, thank you very much for the call. I hope that works out.
Oh, my gosh. Danny, thank you so much.
Wow, really, you're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Cool. I love her.
That's all the time we have for Danny Bonaducci, Life Coach. But you can always get through lifecoach@kzok.com.
2.5 KZOK, the home of classic rock. This is the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show. Now Sarah with music, sports, and entertainment.
Well, some of you saw the show at Marymore Park, and some of you might recall that Primus has been touring doing a Rush tribute. They have been performing Rush's classic album, A Farewell to Kings, in its entirety. This tour has been going on for a while. Well, over the weekend, they performed in Toronto. What band are from Canada and live up there? Rush. So Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson went to the show and watched Primus perform one of their own albums.
That's awesome.
Super cool. And Geddy Lee posted about the experience and said, "We were treated to the weird and wonderful experience of watching them perform our music, A Farewell to Kings in its entirety. They nailed it." Pressure's on, man. If you're Primus and you find out Rush is actually there watching you, you kind of got to kill it.
Especially because they're most likely going to come see you after the show.
Yeah. And be like, "Well, you could have done this guitar part a little bit better." Well, speaking of guitars, you are listening all week long for your chance to win tickets to the Tacoma Drum and Guitar Festival happening at the Tacoma Dome this weekend, and you're going to qualify for a kick-ass guitar. We're going to give you a chance to win those tickets just after 7 this morning. Actor Woody Harrelson is opening a new business in Hollywood, California, and it is a legal cannabis dispensary. It has a consumption lounge and a backyard garden. So you can actually go in there, buy his product, and then get high back there.
Really?
Yeah, which I didn't think was legal everywhere. Maybe it's just not legal here in Washington?
I'm sure it's about to be. That actually sounds pretty cool.
It certainly does, and it's not something I partake in, so I'm not 100% sure it's not legal. I just didn't think so. But imagine you go in there and you get high, and next thing you know, you're hanging out with Woody Harrelson. Let's take a look at sports.
Sports.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUIOA.
1-800-DUIOA.
Tough loss for the Mariners last night playing Toronto 6-2. They are playing the Blue Jays again today with a 4:07 start time. You can watch on Root Sports. Sounders next match is tomorrow, 5:30, Houston Dynamo. Storm also playing again tomorrow, Chicago Sky at 7. And over the weekend, we talked about how there were 7 game 7s. That's between the NBA and the NHL. And it was exciting to watch all the game 7s. That's a win or start your golf season. One dude decided to do a parlay, $60 on all 7 game 7s.
He won for a payout of almost $5,000.
Wow.
So kind of crazy because there were two big upsets and the odds of getting all seven games right aren't that good anyway. So not bad, $60 turning into $5K.
That's a pretty good parlay. That's like what I like to do. Bet small money, crazy odds, but if you hit, you're rich.
And it doesn't work out often for you?
No, it hasn't worked yet.
Sports brought to you by Bradley Johnson Lawyers. Facing a DUI, call 1-800-DUI-OWA. Are you one of those people who overdoes things, an overdoer? I think lots of us are. We take on new things and then we kind of go overboard. I know Danny has done this quite a few times. Maybe you have as well. We'll hear Danny Bonaducci's story and take your calls next on 102.5 KZOK, the classic rock station.
The Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show, the classic rock station, 102.5 KZOK.
But I think a lot of us have overdone it, maybe gone a little overboard with something. Danny?
Yeah, I thought maybe you'd call on me for this. I'll just start with, I am an overdoer, tap dancing. You were there, I believe, in Philadelphia with me when I said to myself, God, I hate working out. What can I do for cardio that I won't hate? And I said, I hate to work out, but I want to move around. And then I saw a videotape by Bonnie Franklin from One Day at a Time. And it said, I hate to work out, but I love to tap. And I went, this woman's a genius. So I bought it. I kind of got into it. I had to buy not little boards, 4x4 boards, so I wouldn't scratch up my floor. Unfortunately, I didn't learn that till I had scratched up my floor. So I'm tapping away, and then I got spats, and then I got outfits, and I just, everything you could do to go along with tap dancing. And then I didn't like tap dancing anymore, so I went overboard twice.
All right. We want to hear you guys out there. If you've got a story, when have you gone overboard with something? It's funny. The other day when I got into the radio station, Waldo was already here and he said, oh, you know, I don't feel so good. And he ran out of the room and he says, too much pizza.
No such thing.
How, like, you went a little overboard with the pizza, Waldo?
Yeah, maybe like a pizza and a half to myself.
Seriously?
It's doable. And then did you run out of the room and barf?
No. The other thing.
Oh. Well, that's just gross to think of Waldo doing that.
Well, so this was the next day. And man, so I guess Waldo can overdo it with the pizza.
Yeah, for sure. It sounds like it.
We have an anonymous texter who said, I go overboard with my yard fires. The last time the fire department came out because my neighbor called. He thought that I was, my house was on fire. It was just a big fire pit.
That seems like a weird thing to get that big at your house. It's dangerous. Last time I saw somebody that did that, they were burning a body. And that's what I think the cops will think when they get there. They said, oh, he's burning a body.
You saw somebody burning a body?
Well, I wasn't physically there, but yeah, the how to make a murderer guy, that's the whole thing he did.
I thought you meant in real life. You just meant watching on television.
Yeah, I've never seen anybody in real life burn a body.
Yeah, I'm actually a little surprised by that. Have you gone overboard with something? What did you do? Give a call to 800-252-1025. Let's talk to Lawrence from Marysville.
Hey, Lawrence.
Hey, you people, how are you doing?
What do you mean, you people?
Well, my wife tells me that I went overboard on restoring a 55 Chevy.
Yeah, you're never going to get past the little woman. What'd you do? How many hours a day did you spend on this thing?
Oh, man, I can't. I kind of hid the receipts from her, and she called it the money pit.
She's probably right, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, it started with a paint job, and then different motor, transmission, rear end, and... But got almost done, and then I gave it away to my son.
Well, that's at least there's a happy ending. A lot of people don't know this. On a collectible car or a 55 Chevy, like our friend once, the paint job on that car can start when you want. You're just yellow or blue, nothing special. Can be $5,000. Can be $5,000 from the you know when you say I needed to be this color and I wanted to do this. $5,000 for a fancy paint job. That's a lot.
Yeah, man. Thanks for the call, Lawrence. I've gone overboard when it comes to vacation planning.
I don't know how you cannot. Every time I turn around, you're somewhere else.
Well, but I have tried to relax a bit. Like this last trip, we went to Germany and it was just to Munich and just one little like day trip. And so I still had everything planned out, but it was a little bit more freestyle because I have planned vacations like to the minute. like from 9:08 to 9:14, we're going to stop at the donut shop and get a donut for our walk.
Like, that does not sound like a vacation to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and then if you learn from it, though. It's like, okay, I got to relax just a little bit.
Yeah, Amy's, I kind of like it. Amy's got that clipboard of fun thing. And, you know, she knows that I don't want to do all this stuff. So it's usually something in the morning, something in the afternoon, then dinner. Not too much driving around, not too much doing stuff. But, you know, a lot of people really plan their vacations, want to get their money's worth.
Catch up anytime with the Danny Bonaducci and Sarah Morning Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app.